She's got a hip, Pryor with a knee, and Maeva with ribs. Obviously, very disappointed in the way that we played. I've got to do a better job of making sure that our team's emotionally, physically, mentally prepared and ready to go. Obviously, we didn't hold up our end of the bargain. Now, we also realize that we're a better football team than what we displayed out there today, and we've got to be better than that. And we'll go back to work. We'll get ready to go up to New York and compete against the New York Giants, and we'll put a better product on the field. But just really overall disappointed. Obviously, defensively, way too many explosive plays down the field. To beat a team like this, you can't. That was one of the things that we talked about all week, is being able to win the explosive plays battle, and they won it and we didn't. So we just got to be better.
Why weren't you able to put any pressure on Foles?
Well, a couple times we weren't able to put pressure on him because, we dropped into a three-man rush on a couple of those. I thought they did a great job in protection. And he did a nice job on a couple of plays of being able to move around and buy some time. But we just, we tried some five-man pressure. We tried some four-man pressure. We tried some max drop. And really, at the end of the day, none of it worked. So. No, I don't think it was the pace. I think they came out and they executed. They did a nice job. Obviously the second play of the game. They hit Riley Cooper on a little, it was kind of a run pass option, and they did a nice job of executing it. We didn't exactly play it the way we needed to and get the ball turned back inside, and they got a big play in the game, kind of got us behind the eight ball, and we never really were able to kind of come back from it. Well, again, there was a lot of big plays in the game. That was obviously one of them. We kind of had got a little momentum going our way. We had them in a longer yarded situation. We were in a max drop there on that particular one, and he had enough time to end up finding the open receiver and completed it for the first down. That would have been a big stop for us if we were able to, be able to get off the field right there, make them punt when they're a little bit in a backed up situation. Maybe we can get something going. But, really, we just got beat today, really in all phases. We just weren't able to to do the things we needed to do to have success. And we got to be better.
It seemed that the defense, you had mentioned last week, you were happy with the defense, had improved over the last year. And what happened
now? Number one, is I still got a lot of confidence in this defense. I think this defense is still a good defense, okay? We had a bad day, all right? That happens. Happens to everybody. You go out and you have a bad day, you don't do what you're capable of doing, and that's what happens. This defense is a bunch of men in that locker room. They'll come back, they'll respond, and they'll be better next week.
Is that what you tell when you go back?
Yeah, really, listen, there's not a whole lot you can tell them, at the end of the day, that was an old-fashioned butt whooping, we got to move on from it. We got to learn from it, and we got to be better next week.
Can you talk about DJ Hayden's performance?
Yeah, he had a tough day. He had a tough day, and DJ wasn't the only one that had a tough day. Obviously, when you play out there on the island and you have a tough day, those things stand out a little bit more. But he's a young player. He's going to continue to work. He's going to continue to get better. And we still got confidence that he can go out and do the job.
Your defense has been praised a lot recently. Is there any chance that he got a little happy with himself?
Well, I don't know if that was the case or not. Obviously, we didn't play the way we're capable of playing. And I think we all got to understand that in the National Football League, you got to come out and be fully prepared and mentally, physically, and spiritually, emotionally ready to play. And well, I don't know if that's a good thing. Obviously, anytime you get beat in that manner, I wouldn't say it's a good thing. I think our guys understand that, you know, we got to come out and perform. Every day's a new day. So you can't sit back and think about what's happened in the past. You got to move forward and go to the next one. So just like some of the good games that we've played defensively, you got to put those things behind you and you got to move on. Same thing here. We had a bad game defensively. We got to put it behind us. We got to move on. Now we got to learn from it. We got to be better. And we will.
Is there any early indication on the extent of Pryor's
injury? No, I really don't know. I we were going to go with McGloin anyway, in the fourth quarter, and I really was unaware that there was even an injury, so I don't know exactly the extent of it. Obviously, we'll probably take a look at it, in more detail tomorrow. I thought there were some good things that he did. Obviously, I thought his mobility and his ability to scramble around and make some plays down the field. We still got to continue to work to get better in the pocket and continue to develop our passing game. I think our passing game is an area that we got to continue to work to improve. I thought there were some ups and downs. I think when you look at this game and the manner in which it was played, it's hard for me to say that there was a lot of positives in any regard.
Last year, you were 3-4, same point in time, got straight by Tampa Bay, fourth quarter. Do you see any similarities? Do you tell your team that now we've got to avoid what happened after that?
None. All right, it's a totally different football team, and we're gonna take this loss. Okay, we got knocked down. We're gonna get back up. All right, we're gonna go back to work, and we're gonna keep competing. Because that's what the men in that locker room are here to do. And that's what they've done all year long.
Did Foles do anything that surprised you guys? Or
no. No. I mean, listen, they executed. We didn't. It's my job to make sure that the guys are prepared and ready to go. And we'll do a better job next week.
Jeremy, if you know Altman hurt again, is it all concerning that he just can't seem to stay on the field?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously you want to be able to have your best guys out there and have your best guys healthy. I thought Rashad Jennings did a great job filling in, when Darren went down. So if that's the case, some other guys are going to have to step up.
Is there any early indication about how severe the storm is?
No, I really have no idea.
Dennis, a couple of those, the point touchdown, a couple of those guys were wide open, whether it was a slip or was it busted coverage?
Well, the one on McCoy, that I'm going to take responsibility for that one. They caught us off guard, and we got to do a better job there. I got to do a better job there. But I thought, for the most part, a lot of those plays were, they beat us. Yeah.